There are three castes in ant colonies. The reproductive line contains fertile queens and males. Males are not present year-round, they're typically produced in the late summer or fall, and their only purpose is to mate with virgin queens, during budding or mating flights, after which point they will die. Once queens have mated, they shed their wings and begin the arduous task of creating a colony. Queens only need to mate a single time. Afterwards, she is capable of laying eggs for the rest of her life, with the sperm she has stored in a special organ called the spermatheca. The queen is capable of producing fertilized or unfertilized eggs. Fertilized eggs will become females, and unfertilized eggs will become males, so throughout much of the year, only fertilized eggs are produced. In addition to being responsible for all egg laying within the colony, queens chemically suppress the reproductive development amongst all other females. Sterile females make up the third caste, the workers. They are responsible for the daily function of the colony. Workers must forage for food, take care of the brood, maintain the nesting site, and provide defense for the colony.